So what's up, you guys? We are talking to makeup artist to the stars, fashion maven, beauty editor, all around amazing woman, Mickey Bay, this morning of Mickey Bay Eyelash Extensions. How are you doing this morning, Mickey?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And I wanted to give you a call because we are making our way from winter right on into spring. And I know you have some beauty tips for us that we need to be on the lookout for, things we need to prepare our skin for, all of that. So please hit us with what you know. What do we have to look forward to come spring in terms of fashion and beauty trends?
Okay, well, this spring you're going to see a lot of color on the eyes, which is definitely a throwback for us. You're going to see some unexpected colors, maybe like bright oranges, bright greens. Don't be afraid of color this spring because it's all about a pop of color on the eyes. So definitely play around with color. Get to, you know, Sephora or any of your favorite beauty places to find some new colors to try out. And don't be afraid to play. It's a very playful season. We should definitely be experimenting with color on the eyes. For the face, BB creams are all the rage. We've kind of heard about that through the fall, but definitely going from the fall to the winter, and also in the spring now, we're going to take the BB cream with us. And BB creams are great because it's a great alternative to wearing foundation for those of you who don't like to wear foundation. You can use your BB cream as just a light color. It also has your sunscreen and your moisturizer in it as well. Mm-hmm. So it gives you everything that you need in one little bottle. And this spring, it's going to be all about glowing skin. So that BB cream is really going to help you achieve that. Don't forget your bronzer. Bronzer is in every season. So use bronzer on top of your BB cream to give you that luminous skin that we all want. Also on the cheeks, you want to play around with corals. Corals are going to be very hot this season. We've seen a lot of that on the runway. So definitely pick up some coral blushes. And for lips are all about berries. So you want to try to find like a nice red berry color or something in the red family because we're going to see a lot of that. I'm even thinking about trying like a tomato red, which I've never done before. So play around with the reds and see what you can come up with.
Exciting. What I love is all the colors that you mentioned really do highlight African-American skin and women of color in general. Corals, oranges, berries, reds. Oh, this is going to be an exciting season. I'm looking forward to it.
It sure will be. Spring is an amazing season. I mean, think about what's going on in nature and just kind of incorporate that into your beauty routine where it's about blooming. It's about, you know, it's fun. It's lively. It smells great outside. So kind of take those things and bring them in the house when you're thinking about how you're going to use that as inspiration for your beauty.
All right. And are there any brands that you would recommend in regards to those beauty creams and the various colors? Where can we find the, I guess, greatest selection of shades?
I love Sephora because Sephora has everything in all the brands in one place. And you can go from high end, you know, to a more affordable brand all in the same store. So I would suggest if you're a little skeptical about something, start off with the Sephora brand, which is a lot cheaper than, say, like using a Christian Dior or something like that. So you can kind of play around and not feel so obligated when you have to spend $30 per product. You can spend maybe $8 to $10 for the product and get to know it and feel familiar and feel comfortable using it before you spend a lot of money on it. So my favorite place is Sephora. Other than that, your drugstores, Target. I love Target. Target has so many great brands, some of which are more popular like in the UK, which are great brands. They're just not really popular here. So stroll around the aisles in Target and see what catches your eye. And don't be afraid to put it in the basket and try it out. I mean, $8, we can spare one $8 product a week just to try it out. So I would definitely say hit up Target and Sephora and stock up on these beauty trends.
Awesome. And one final question for you, Mickey, in regards to our skin. I know before we were talking about how we deal with dryness during the fall and winter, but now as we move into spring and it's still slightly damp, but it's starting to dry out a bit. What can we do for our skin regimen to make sure we have that beautiful skin underneath all this wonderful makeup?
Well, the first thing is you want to make sure that you're putting the right things into your body, because as a person who studies skin, I can tell you no matter what you're doing on top of it, if you're not eating right, if you're eating fried foods, not putting in vegetables, fruits, and water in your body, you're never going to have great skin. So you want to make sure that you're doing the right things inside so you can get the benefits outside, number one. Number two, make sure you actually have a skin regimen. A lot of women I talk to, I ask them, what are they using on their skin? And they're like, oh, soap, witch hazel. No, we have to do better than that. So if you want to try to find something that works for you, you know, again, Sephora, Target are great places to try to find something that works for you that's not going to break the bank. Because all women, especially as we're aging, are definitely going to need a specific skincare routine that we follow daily in order to keep our skin healthy. And the thing that you want to keep in mind in the spring is definitely to not over moisturize. Keep in mind what your skin type is. And just because it's getting warmer doesn't mean, you know, you want to use less sunscreen or anything like that. You want to continue to use your sunscreen, continue to use, you know, your moisturizers, but be cognizant of what your skin type is. If you have oily skin, you don't want to use an oil-based moisturizer. Make sure you're using something oil-free.
Thank you, Mickey. Can you let our listeners know where they can find you?
Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at Mickey Bay. I'm also on Instagram at Mickey Bay, Mickey_Bay. And you can find me on the web at www.mickeybay.com.
All right, people, make sure you check out Mickey Bay for those beauty tips that will keep you going all year long.